Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just finished my popsicle and it had a clue.
The joy, though, that comes from not just the food, but then the call.
Yeah, absolutely. And I bet she had popsicle all over her face. I bet that was not a tidy eating.
There are no rules when it comes to the Yak Shack.
It's like Fight Club.
That's right.
But no, the first rule about Yak Shack, don't talk about Yak Shack.
But we tell people to talk about Yak Shack. Never mind. I take that back. Oh, having a hot stepmom would be cool. So, you know, dress provocatively if you can.
Yeah, and he's going worse than I am. Really, I was saying have them drink. He's turning it into a Pornhub video.
Yeah, and make sure.
That's what he's doing.
Make sure you don't have to make him use it, but make sure he has available a bear head.
We can agree. I want to say that the previous caller before me is a moron and doesn't know his ass from the hole in the ground. And I'm going to go ahead and predict that the caller after me is a complete knob as well.
let's see what happens. Okay.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, thank you, Apple. I just got an alert on my MacBook Air computer.
Yes.
It says Independence Day is tomorrow. Let me write that down.
Oh.
There we go. Machines.
This is Luke Bryan wishing you a very happy 4th of July.
I need to clean my my computer. That's
like
what I'm going to do.
The interior?
Over the holiday, I'm going to clean my computer. I want to speed up my computer.
Oh, so not like the screen.
Ooh. I know you don't like me doing that, do you?
No, I don't mind that. I just
don't know how to do it perfectly.
What you could do is erase your entire hard drive if you don't need anything in that computer. Because I know you have a couple of them for work. You should kill
soundboards and all my sounds are in there. So
yeah, you need that.
You need that.
Can't get that anymore. Can't get rid of that. Mm-hmm. You know, man. I mean, if I got rid of that, you know, how could I ever replace the Mitt Romney boo hiss?
Would you give Pony remote access to your computer?
No.
All right, never mind.
No. And that's why Pony having
it. But I don't want it.
That's wise. That's a wise move.
No, I'd give him remote access to my Mac. Yeah,
to absolutely. Clean it up.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll make you do that.
But I don't want him futzing with it because then I'll get mad, and I don't want to get mad at him. I don't.
You're done being mad. You're done being mad.
I don't trust him with my computer. I just know that there are two computers I use. One is my personal computer. Think bikini spear fishing.
Ooh. Yes,
and the other is my work computer. Think.
Your bikini spear fishing problem has been solved. I looked it up yesterday as I had a moment.
I did too.
Oh, what are you going to do?
It's gone. All my bikini spear. I don't. When I open YouTube now, they don't. Oh,
you don't have a history
with recommendations.
Did you turn off the history?
I don't know if I turned off the history or not.
If you really want to keep yourself clean,
you gotta
turn off the recent views function within the settings.
But if you do that, will it cease to recommend related videos because it won't remember your history?
Can't you live with that, Rob? Can't you live with that without it recommending views?
We were talking yesterday, though. It's pretty cool sometimes the way it can take you where you want to go.
Happy home or happy wife. You'll see a video that you're interested in, but you have to make that choice.
That's true.
Whether you go with that or don't go with
the Carla effect.
I think I could probably live without that. You know?
Carla effect.
What are you looking at?
She heard the show yesterday. Oh. She was laughing at me. She was laughing at me. And what did she do last night? Every day at some point, it might be the evening when we put the little guy down, we're watching our favorite wonderful show, Scott and Bailey, which I am completely and utterly addicted to. If you like British television, you got to watch this show.
Is Carla into it as well, or does she just put up with it?
We've watched, we're on our third season
ooh, right, wow.
of episodes, and we're watching it together. We put the little guy down. Pop on Scott and Bailey. Nothing else. Not watching news. Now, and by the way, it's blissful to not have to, deal with President Trump will be sending tanks down to the, I can't handle
Mike,
that.
Mike, I can't tell you what an exciting time it is to be a Washingtonian.
Right. I looked in on the loudest voice in the room, which is the story of Roger Ailes.
Yes.
Which is just, I mean, it's funny when they say, it's really been a flop on Showtime. Well, it's a flop because it sucks.
Bad.
It's terrible. All you do is you're watching the screen and, you know, Russell Crowe is playing Roger Ailes and you're trying to figure out, is that Russell Crowe fat or is that Roger Ailes bodysuit fat? Like, where does one stop and the other begin? And it's just, you can't get by the fatness.
Yeah.
Which is really frustrating.
It's been the story of my life, Mike.
He's like replaying his role in Inside Man, but he ate that man.
Right.
He ate the man. Right. And so that's not good. So it's just nice to go overseas and have another program. But this program that they have is so laser focused on interpersonal relationships, and they're so sophisticated, and they're so right on about it. And she mocked me about something. It was about some inadequate male issue that they had. And because the women are putting down men all the time, which is, and Carla looks at me and goes, I'm like, okay, I get it. You're looking at me, but stop it. But
so with two lead detectives that are ladies, is there a trace of man hate in the show?
But it's women hate, too. It's equal opportunity hate.
Huh. Everybody hates everybody.
Boy, this is a slippery slope.
Yeah. I can help you, Mike. I can help you. How many pairs of scissors are on the show?
How many of you have known cops? Lady cops.
You introduced us to that world.
Yeah.
Lady cops are an interesting breed, right?
Yes.
I mean, lady cops are
Police referred to as police officers. I think that's the way they would like to be. Referred to as
women police officers.
Yes,
there's a lot of bravery.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ballsiness.
Yes,
and
much like their male counterparts.
Much like their male.
Yes.
Thank you for negotiating me through this.
You're welcome.
But there's also a little crazy.
Well, I think that I think there's somebody called bravery, Mike. There's
no, I already said. Now listen, yes. I already said bravery. Now you can lead me through this, but don't throw me under that police guard.
You're right.
Please don't
under
do
the police guard. Well, bravery sometimes includes a little bit of, and crazy might not be the word, but selflessness.
How about this? Every male or female police officer I've ever met, and you know those are they called wigwams? The lights that go on and off when you can actually put into a private cruiser that makes it look like a police car. Have you ever heard of that before?
No. No.
Okay, so
no. I have to come out to one of those Thursday night shows.
I learned this in college.
He went to the College of the Wigwam, Mike.
No, because I had
and I was almost a squirrel. Remember, I almost bought the crown.
I had a roommate.
I drove a cop car for years.
Would roll through police squad equipment, and he had what was a Ford Explorer that he wanted to put in these police lights. He was obsessed with putting them behind the grill.
So red and blue lights behind the grill.
Or, is it perfectly legal to do
that? Well, he said that you could get away with white ones and make it like a construction vehicle.
So. Okay. All right. I get it. I understand. Everybody discusses that, you know?
Yeah, like, true. How can I soup up my truck?
I had a police siren on my motorcycle. Remember that?
Yes.
I remember.
Undercover.
Scared the crap out of people. One
it's boys and toys. You want an undercover car that could possibly be a police car. I don't even know if the term is probably correct, but I remember him saying you could get a wigwam package for your grill for X amount of dollars as he was perusing through the catalog.
I get it.
And now that we have established that is at times both male or female police officers have shown a level in their personal life, especially in relationships, to throw on the wigwams and be as aggressive as possible. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, the point is that these women are phenomenal police officers.
Yes.
They're great detectives.
Mm-hmm.
And they work for the Metropolitan Police of Manchester, England, and they're the special unit. They're the special major crimes unit.
Do they report to Scotland Yard?
No, I don't think they do. No, I don't think it has anything to do with Scotland Yard, but it's very high level with the Metropolitan
Police.
Are they
Manchester United fans?
That hasn't come up, but that's neat.
Maybe Man
but
City?
It's very Northern England, and
using the word man.
Oh, sorry.
But my point is that when you say, is it a man-hating show? No, but it is a personal life in turmoil show.
Yes.
They have they got huge issues.
Ooh,
and
wigwams.
I think that, yeah. So, I mean, that's
that's
crazy. By the way, to my friend Jerky, congratulations on your 50th birthday.
Happy 50th.
Yes, hey,
belated. Jerky. I know you had your big party over the weekend. Congratulations to your retirement. Onward and upward. And Jerky, I hope you had a fantastic time.
May the private sector treat you well.
I love the fact that now he can focus on his art.
is painting.
That's right.
He's not the kind of guy that I picture going to a small farmhouse and painting.
He's gonna make triple the dollars in the private sector.
Yes.
Well, he's 50, and you know that's what they do now. I mean, they've served their community, and onward and upward.
Yeah.
It's Blackwater good for jerky.
Here you go.
Getting back to this show, I don't know what I was talking about to start with, but Mrs. O'Mara likes to. There's a lot of interpersonal stuff that human beings can relate to because their assessment of the dynamics of people are so spot on, and it's never predictable. You never know what's going to happen. In American situation crime dramas, you always have everybody in that same box.
Yeah.
Like the good guy is usually always the good guy, the guy with his act together. You know, there's a little bit. It just seems to me there's more.
If it's formulaic. You want formula? Look at Law and Order. There's 8 billion versions of it. But it's always on TV, and it's perfectly formulaic.
But Law and Order was always spent more time on the crime than it did on the outside of that.
Yeah.
This show goes back and forth. Sometimes it's all about the crime. Sometimes it's about their personal lives. Most of the time, it's a hybrid. So, but they just kick it up a notch, and they're so accurate that it seems like every other episode, I'm looking over at my wife going, I can relate to that.
Love it.
Can I? You know? And so...
I wish I remember what she
says. I wish I could remember.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's what we do up here. It's very peaceful.
It's better than the alternative, Mike.
It's absolutely better than the alternative where there's nothing to relate to.
Right.
And so that's it. So happy 4th of July. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I do want to speak for a moment, if I may.
4th of July.
This is just a tiny thing before we get started on the show.
Yeah.
And we have your yaks today. So we have a ton of them, and you're continuing with your mid-level of quality with these phone calls that I adore. I love them. I do.
You'll take them.
They're fantastic. My favorite come toward the end, but they're good ones at the beginning and in the middle as well. So you can enjoy all the yaks that we have. And I just want to say that for the 4th of July, please be careful what you put in your microwave oven, because I have now, for the third time, come up to this house up in Maine and put a dish in after looking at the bottom, and I make my little oatmeal in the morning, okay? Mm-hmm. I make my little oatmeal in the morning, and I put it in for 2.5 minutes, and what I do is I put regular Quaker oats with some raisins, cover it just up to the top with water, and then I put it in my microwave for 2.5 minutes, and I take it out, and it's done. It's ready to go. I put a little almond milk over the top, just a bit of honey, and then, you know, depending on whether Carla's in the house or not, if Carla's in the house, just a taste of honey. If Carla's out of the house, honey.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
It's a purpose, I assume.
Yeah, well, no, it's good for you.
Thank you, Rob. That's right. It's good for you.
You know what? Native honey will help him fight his allergies. You don't want him coughing and wheezing, do you?
He doesn't talk about allergies ever.
Of course, because he's using the honey.
I'm sure.
That's right.
So, God, I'm having trouble concentrating today. You put the thing in, and I read the bottom of the dish. And it says microwave and oven safe.
Okay.
The other day, about 2 weeks ago, I put it in there. I got this bowl that Carla gets at one of her home TJ stores. Or
Wayfair!
Whatever. And so I put it in.
Wayfair,
I put my fingers on it.
I ate Wayfair.
And I go in and get the little dish out of the microwave. And it's microwave safe. So I reach in to get it. And it's like fingers! I don't have any fingerprints any longer.
Oh, so it got wicked hot.
Ridiculously hot. Like insanely hot. I look, and the and the oatmeal ain't fully cooked because all the heat has been absorbed by whatever this crap pottery is.
What is it like clay pottery? Is like a pottery thing?
I don't know. What am I, a chemist?
Obviously. Oh, but the thing is,
what do you think microwave safe means?
Yeah, it means safe to be in the microwave.
You put your food in the microwave and you heat it up. And it's going to cook the food, and it's not going to cook the vessel. What do you mean? What are you looking at me confused?
Microwave safe.
It means a different thing.
Yeah, it does.
Than what you think.
I've cooked microwave down there. I've got dishes down in Florida that I put in the microwave 5,000 times. I can heat them in there for 5 minutes, and they're not going to sear my fingers off when I put them. But up here, my point is this. This is the point I just want to get to.
Okay.
When you read microwave safe on the bottom, they're not. They're lying to you. They're full of crap.
It's safe.
It's still microwave safe. They're not lying to you.
Well, that what they're not going to crack.
What it is, it's not micromera safe.
No, stop it. They're not supposed to. You're not supposed to get the heat on there.
Mike, growing up, I'm not trying to make you feel small or question your thought process.
You're not going
to
make. No one's going to. Okay. I'll tell you, with my trajectory since I've gotten married, nobody's going to make me feel small. Okay.
classic honeymooners setup punchline. I'm the king. You're nothing.
So
I'm hoping that I might feel a little small by Vegas.
So, the way I understand, I could be wrong.
Right.
I
contend that. Special today, Mr. O'Meara, is the open-faced turkey sandwich. I'll have that.
Is that if it's microwave safe, it means it will not destroy or melt inside the microwave.
Or throw sparks. Like something metal.
That's all I think about a microwave. I don't think of temperature or anything else.
We'll probably get this answer on next week's Yak Shack, but I'm going to say, what is the... Then is there a label on these things that can tell you that you can heat it without, like, the dishes that I have down there without searing my fingers?
Maybe kid-friendly.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. That's it. What are you doing? What are you looking at?
I was looking up microwave safe to see if there was something like it.
Oh, don't bother.
I think the problem is this is like a clay pottery thing. And because clay.
We went to the railroad store to try to find dishes and we couldn't find any there.
I think it has a
plastic bowl.
What is your life?
A plastic bowl would probably be tragic. Plastic bowl would be your best bet, probably.
Huh?
Plastic bowl would be your best bet. That wouldn't hold a lot of heat. The clay would hold it.
Yeah, there's a plastic one that burned my fingers too.
Damn it.
That said microwave safe on it.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna eat my microwave oatmeal raw.
That's good. That's good for you.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomeara.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've come to understand as an adult that there had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature. My father used to lock me away in a room with nothing but the... Percy Faith recording of Bim Bam Bomb, and then send me to bed with nothing but dessert. It's odd that, you know, Lori came from such a different...
Right, a completely different path. I was brought up in a very small town just south of the Chicago city limits. I don't believe that anyone noticed when I blew town at 15 and ended up in San Francisco, California. And it's at this point in my story that the dark clouds part because I met a certain Mr. Wiseman, who gave me a job in his shop. And before long, he tapped me to do some small roles in some of his short films for more mature audiences. Well, I was known for doing a certain thing that many of the other girls wouldn't do. And of course, I loved to sing ever since I was a little girl. And I learned to play the ukulele in one of my last films, Not So Tiny Tim. And that's where I met my man, and before long, I was the new Mrs. Boner.
Isn't that something?
Beautiful story,
I tell you.
It's not funny.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mr. Wiseman. Rob Speedwell.
Short film.
Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ukulele. Live from the Podcast Village studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where there will be tanks in the street tomorrow. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. The Mike O'Meara Show, or TMO as to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Malden, South Carolina to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. From Reseda, California to Collier Township, Pennsylvania. From Topeka, Kansas to Forest Hill, Maryland. The Mike O'Meara Show is on now and brought to you by one of our favorite clients, Harry's.
Yay!
I love Harry's. Listen, a lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel. Stupid!
Bad.
This summer, you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Harry's delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies for just $2 per blade, and we've been using them, everybody on the show, for a very long time. I know that Harry's gives me the best shave of my life every morning. Did it this morning. Love it every time. Print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man. Hey, that's me. Harry's founders were tired of razor ripoffs with stupid gimmicks. They do, and they charge so much for it, just so they can put the little Star Wars, and it's ridiculous. They fixed all that. They combine a simple, clean design with quality blades at a fair price, and that's what you need. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. This summer, refresh your wallet and your
face
with a Harry's trial set. It comes with a weighted ergonomic handle for an easy grip, five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade for a close shave, rich lathering shave gel that'll leave you smelling great, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Our listeners can redeem their travel set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you. That helps support TMOS, and we appreciate that. Let's gonna get to...
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yes.
Officer Fried has written in about...
He said he was in Florida today. He let me know that.
A couple things. It is a collective here.
Yes.
The term for the lights I was talking about is actually wig-wag. Wig-wags.
Wig-wag.
Wig-wags.
Wig-wam is a teepee.
Because they go wig-wag.
Wig-wag. Wig-wag. Also, a special happy 20th anniversary to Mrs. Fried as they're celebrating.
Mrs. Fried, I think they're in Florida. I think because he texted me earlier, and I think they're in Florida. Hold on. I know it's in here somewhere.
I love it when we have a real-time solution.
It's perfect.
Because God forbid Pony will look that up for us.
This morning at 8:32, he's very busy down there. Stay in Maine. Just got to Florida yesterday. It's 2 degrees away from being in hell.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah,
well, so then.
How's the weather there?
So happy anniversary.
Is going to be a hot fourth
where
you guys are?
It's a humid soup that says it's going to thunderstorm soon, but it doesn't rain yet.
Yeah, yesterday we had enough torrential rain that I actually lost power for 10 minutes in my house. And then
We got a lot here, too. A front came through and rain. It's very soggy up here. The ground is saturated. But I think we're looking forward to some nice weather and the 4th of July and, some picnicking, some fireworks, some... family. And then
nothing better than family.
Nothing better.
Family.
Let's open up the Yak Shack because we got a ton of them this week, and I want to get to all of them on the show today. So because it's what we do on the Mike O'Mara show.
Also,
we like to
communicate. The hardest working podcast in America.
Yes.
Yeah. When I'm 7 a.m., 6:30 a.m., getting these yaks put together.
A day before the 4th of July.
And the 4th of July, Mike, is a time for family.
We're off on the 5th.
And the thing is great is that the yaks allow us to be a part of our listeners' family. They are
very
part
nice
of our
way of
family.
Putting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first yak today, Mr. Rob Spiewak and Mr. Oscar Santana says, no waiting for booze.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Out of the gate. First yak I took. Let's listen.
Calling from Glover Park.
Ooh.
Just finished my popsicle. And it had a little clue. What do you call a dog? What do you call if a dog gives you a big kiss? Oh. It's a pooch smooch. Meow, meow, meow. Love you.
I love it. It's a local call
that's almost,
coming from inside the building.
That's almost a perfect yak, and I'll tell you my favorite part about it is
yes.
We all know that popsicle sticks have riddles. But what she called it was a clue. Finished my popsicle, and it had a clue.
The joy, though, that comes from not just the food, but then the call.
Yeah, absolutely. And I bet she had popsicle all over her face. I bet that was not a tidy eating.
There are no rules when it comes to the Yak
Shack. Just like Fight Club.
That's right.
But no, the first rule about Yak Shack, don't talk about Yak Shack.
Yeah, but we tell people to talk about Yak Shack. Never mind. I take that back.
Doesn't work. Next call says trouble.
Trouble?
Trouble.
Trouble.
No idea. Trouble.
Jeremy from D.C., it's not a pop-o-matic square. It's not a pop-o-matic dome. Trouble is played with a pop-o-matic bubble. God, get it right.
Correct.
Who said pop-o-matic cube? I never said pop-o-matic cube, did I?
Did I say
pop-o-matic cube?
I probably said it. We were trying to remember what it was called, and I thought it was the pop-o-matic dome, but I might have said cube.
I guessed Hungry Hippos, so I'm out of that.
Yeah, you were out of that.
But isn't it just the pop-o-matic?
I think you're right.
Well, perhaps if
he's
Mr.
Helper... He's saying the bubble.
If Mr. Helper had stayed on the line to clarify, he said it's the Pop-O-Matic bubble.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Pop-O-Matic bubble.
Sounds accurate.
I prefer the thought... If it has to be something, I like dome because a bubble implies that it's perfectly round.
Well, Rob, it either is or it isn't. That's the thing. If they called it... He's saying what they called it. If it's the Pop-O-Matic bubble, it's the Pop-O-Matic bubble.
All right.
What I will tell you is they make it 10 times cheaper than they used to.
Yeah.
It's much cheaper now. Mm. It's practically a sheet of paper with a plastic bubble.
Does the Pop-O-Matic technology hold up?
I don't know. I'd have to, keep for 10 years. I think they do, because I think you see the old Trouble board games lasting for a while. Our next yak says, new substance. There's a new substance. Mm. Let's listen.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Been listening for a long time. Mike, I'm calling you on iPhone X. I'm using the Apple-issued earbud microphone interface. So
sounds pretty good.
I hope my audio is adequate.
Can you hear it okay, guys?
Yeah, I know you guys like what people call drunk, but I don't do that anymore. But I do smoke the hell out some weed.
All right.
So I was thinking maybe I'd give you a weed review.
A weed review.
Right now I'm about to enjoy a strain called Extreme OG. It's a cross between Fire OG and Green Ribbon.
Green Ribbon?
Give it a shot.
You listen to the Yak Shack.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is great.
Waiting for the review.
Delicious.
Oh, delicious.
I procured this strain legally in our fine state of Maine, Mike.
In Maine?
Just a couple hours south of you.
Wow.
All right, well, it is delicious.
It is
it's
delicious.
Got a bit of blueberry, a musty blueberry aroma. Very earthy taste.
A weed review. First in my career.
Yeah.
So far, it's got a nice body buzz. I'm feeling a little uplifted. Stuttering. All in all, so far, based on limited exposure, I'd give this one a B+.
B+!
Well, I hope you enjoyed the review. Guys, I love you. Oscar?
Hello?
Nothing?
Huh?
Boy, I totally just mind farted that. Boy, this might not be a great idea. I hope it doesn't make the show. All right, Mike. Say hi to everybody for me.
What?
He's a stoner.
I know.
He lost his train of thought. He's gone.
So
he's out of there.
The very fact that he's on the Yak Shack, but he has you to say hi to everybody.
This
was a 10. That was a 10.
When we change this, baby, the next call as we get right to
Green Ribbon.
Yak Shack is entitled Geography.
Oh, good.
Geography. Usually when I say something like that, I think maybe it's somebody bitching. Let's see.
Ahoy. This is Bobby with 3 B's. Calling from the attic of the science building. Himalayan sea salt is a thing, boys.
Oh, God.
It will flutter your eyebrows and will tickle your pucker. Did they teach you about plate tectonics, Brad? The Himalayas used to be at the bottom of the ocean until the Kiki Indian continent came up and crashed into Asia and pushed the Himalayas up. Seas were once mountains. Mountains were once seas.
Okay, I get it. But you gotta pull your hand, your mouth.
Yeah, it's sheer mic technique.
Cheeks away. It's you just got to do it to be heard.
It ruined great material.
He had some great material, but he's so on top of that phone. But let's see if the rest of it is.
Deal Island was once Big Deal Island. Wimpy used to be Ruth, and Ruth used to be Brad. Hey, Brad. I'm actually from Southwest Harbor, Maine.
Another Maine call.
Can you add that to your town list, Brad? I once saw Mike peeing off a center console boat near Sheep Porcupine Island. Kisses to all. Over.
Well, I wouldn't be prepared to go to court with that one.
No,
you know what I mean? If there's a possibility. I mean, I know where Sheep Porcupine is.
You can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw me, it sounds like something I'd only do at night. And yeah. I do a lot of drinking out there. I still have a center console up here that I own with my sister. But, you know, I usually can make it from, point A to point B without having to urinate off the back.
So. Unless it was like some sort of dare or a contest.
I don't think in the daytime I would do that. I didn't think I'd do it if there were boats around.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless he's got binoculars. Let's go.
He sounds like a binocular user.
Let's take another yak on the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen, with the man with the laughing girlfriend. Let's listen, shall we?
Hey, Brad. This is Bobby with 3Bs calling from over here in Southwest Harbor.
Oh, that's
him again.
God damn
it. Is he calling himself back?
This is Bobby with 3Bs.
Wait. Oh, did he? The same one?
No, I think. Ahoy.
This is Bobby again.
Hey, Brad. This is Bobby with 3Bs calling from over here in Southwest Harbor.
Same guy.
Did you really just say binary when you asked about whether Pony had to convert something to binary? Look, I created the Facebook page.
Is that you, Rob? Is that you? Did you say binary?
I would say binary, yeah. And I think it's also acceptable.
Right. Feel free to jump right in. You know, it's you, if it's directed at you,
your bit.
I know you want to. Okay, just jump right in if it's you. All right, thank you.
The Pony Posse. And that man deserves more respect than that.
Well, no.
And I want to know if he injured anything avoiding keying his mic to talk to you about binary.
You hear his little lady in the background having a good old
fun.
Time.
Binary.
It sounds delightful.
The man uses Linux.
Let's take this from the man uses Linux.
Yeah. That's a deep cut.
It's case sensitive, you know.
All right. Let's take a call from this.
Hey, Brad. This is Bobby with 3Bs calling from over here in Southwest Harbor. Did you really just say binary?
Yeah, I did.
When you asked about whether Pony had to convert something to binary? Look, I created the Facebook page, the Pony Posse, and that man deserves more respect than that. And I want to know if he injured anything avoiding keying his mic to talk to you about binary. The man uses Linux. Correct.
Nerds unite, Mike.
Yeah.
Nerds unite. There
you go. I got to go join that Facebook page.
That's a good call.
Best call, Pony. The best call.
You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. This says simply potatoes.
Oh, yum.
I'm not sure what this one means.
Mike. Look, the real reason I called is my conscience, man.
Same guy.
Bobby,
for 3Bs. So many years, and I don't know what to do with the guilt. I mean, I've tried to call you. I've thought about it. I think I might have served you your first legal beer, dude.
What?
Or thereabouts, anyway.
Dude.
I think I might be part of the whole problem. What do I do with that guilt? I grew up in Southwest Harbor, and I was a fry cook in Bar Harbor in the summers. And I worked at Jetty's Fry Cooking.
Oh, Jetty's, okay.
Yeah.
And in 77, I was 16. So when the summer began and I started at Jetty's, I was now old enough to serve beer in the state of Maine back then.
I was 18.
And just about the first day on the job when school got out in 77, and I was first supposed to be serving some beers, in Jetty's Underground, remember when it was a decent pub under
great
there?
Great pub.
And a lovely outdoor garden behind.
Yeah, that's where we hung out. Loved it.
Yeah, that was, I was working down under there. Okay. It was nice.
Yeah.
But this big group of these laughing Irish people that look like potatoes.
What?
I say Irish because they were all ready-cheeked and potato-shaped, came in. It was one of my first orders ever, one of my first job serving beer.
Yeah.
And I was terrible at it. I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And it was like five guys that all look similar.
Okay.
Clearly a big family.
All right. I'm tired of him. I'm sorry. I'm bored. Okay.
Yeah, that harbor he mentioned, Southwest Harbor, was it? How close is that to you?
That's 10 miles from Bar Harbor.
So, okay. I mean, all right.
He could be working there. It could happen. But, none of us looked like potatoes in 1977.
No, and also, that story was so detail rich. Sounds to me like it might have been fabricated.
And also, if he just got out of school, I wouldn't have been up there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sick burn. Uh-huh.
And if I was 18 when he, and I would have been in 1977, I was working not in Maine. So I wasn't there. So there, it says more from Maine. We have to take this and then we'll take
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
It's more from Maine. Don't know if it's the same guy. We'll know right away.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar.
Another guy.
A new guy.
Tony, everybody. Mike.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
During this week's Yak Shack, the entire state of Maine was shit-faced.
Malign.
All I love right, it.
Thank you very much. All right.
Let's hey, go. Mike, Rob, Oscar.
Hey.
Tony.
Hey.
Tony. What about Maddie? Maddie.
Mike.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that you're hanging in there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm from Maine. Mm-hmm. I lived there virtually all my life.
Congratulations. And
my parents are still there.
Good.
Happy
for you.
And all my family's still there.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Yeah,
and
very good.
I hear all the reports, and I hear you compliment them that, yes, they're correct, that it's been bad. It's been a bad early summer.
Weather?
Late spring, definitely. Yeah. But excuse me. Come this coming month.
Oh.
In August, in September, it's going to be beautiful. It always is.
Oh, okay.
Right. It always is. You're going to love it. So just hang in there.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
All right.
Yeah.
This was a bad call. Sorry.
Bye. Well, credit for being self-aware.
Sorry.
What?
What
more?
My name's John, and I'm calling you from Anaheim, California.
Oh, I thought you were in Maine.
Bye. All right.
So it's a California call.
His parents are Maine.
Anaheim.
He loses points, though, because you won't be there in September.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. So so there's that. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more of your calls on the TMOS Yak Shack. You know, just like, hey, Forrest, just like that box of chocolates. So, you know, we'll see what happens next time when we take more of your yaks on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you remember in Indiana Jones when Indy threw that guy off the dirigible? People were staring at Indy, and he goes, "No ticket." If you're going to TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular, don't let that happen to you. Get your tickets now before they all sell out. And when you get to Vegas, if you're standing out on the tarmac at McCarran, engaging in fisticuffs like you're some kind of Jack Dempsey, watch out for that propeller!
That's just a straight-ahead bit of copy read by one of our listeners.
Yep, that's exactly. It's Alan Gygax. Thank you, Alan.
Alan Gygax, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Me Undies. Summer's the best, isn't it?
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the very best thing about summer is summer-themed underwear, courtesy of, you guessed it, Me Undies. Me Undies is the only brand that lets you eat pineapple while you're wearing pineapple undies!
Hey!
Pineapple underwear, or watch majestic fireworks in the sky while you have the majesty of fireworks in your pants!
In his pants!
Pants!
Me Undies, seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Every pair of Me Undies uses a micro modal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there. Look for new summer theme prints for men and women. And now you can finally match with your pup with Me Undies' new buddy bands.
Yes.
Available in the same prints and colors as their undies. This is important stuff, people. Write it down.
You can put it on your dog. Mike, I'm wearing Me Undies right now with mermaid and mermen on my pants.
Just delightful. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any Me Undies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a big fat duh. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Yak Shack.
Welcome to the TMOS Yak Shack, everybody. We're in the get-go stages right now. Well, after all that interesting stuff from Maine and California, this simply says support call.
Oh, that's good.
So if it's a support call, I hope it's positive. I can use some positive energy. I'm the TMOS Yak Shack. Let's listen.
All of you bitches, leave Sarah Fraser and Andy Goff alone. Joe from Lodi.
Joe from Lodi. Thank you. Absolutely nice. Right. Well, you know what? They handled him, right, Oscar?
They handled him.
He's gone.
Let's call that guy Joe Dye. Instead of Joe Dye.
Instead of Joe from Lodi, Joe Dye.
Yeah,
Joe
that's
Dye.
His new nickname.
Let's Joe take Dye. A Rob call. Would you like a call for Rob?
Please. I'd love that.
Here you go, Rob. Let's listen to one for you.
Hey, this is Jeb in Lesby, Maryland. Hope you guys are doing well today. Just got a bone to pick with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Ooh.
Excellent.
I'm curious why we haven't heard anything about him going to watch some male strippers recently. I'll take my answer off the air.
What?
Well, I was participating in the show. I didn't think I had to talk about that after. I don't know what he's talking about. He's just looking for trouble.
Just doing shtick.
Did you go see male?
No, I haven't strippers? Been to any sort of adult entertainment.
Oh, no. You went to this. Do you block that? You went to Sarah Fraser's live show. There was male strippers there.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Oscar. I don't know why I totally
blocked that.
Now the thinking has actually gotten into his own life. That's good. Now Rob's brainwave activity is being dialed down during the show now to such a level where the participation is so minimal that he actually thought for you. He remembered.
Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that. Yes, there were male strippers at Sarah Fraser's live show, but it was just a small portion of it, and it didn't click for me. My apologies. Okay.
Did something move?
No, nothing moved at all.
Anything that you remember from the show?
Was it Bachelorette Party, if I'm not mistaken?
It was Sarah's, Bachelorette Party Live. I believe the broadcast, they're going to actually...
When was that? Did I miss that? Was I not on the show when that
she
happened?
Was when she was on...
We promoted it when she was on the show.
Yeah, she probably talked about it when she was on the show.
So you went to a Bachelorette Party?
No, it was a live show at the Strathmore Live in Bethesda, and I was recording it for her. She wanted it recorded to be broadcast.
Yes.
So I was actually there as doing a job, and the opening act were some male strippers, and they stayed
did they get fully naked.
No, not at all, naked? Not at all. They stayed clothed.
The Thunder from Down Under.
No, it was their theme. I recall was sort of a Southern gentleman type deal.
Were they from the Hangar Club?
Hangar Club. They were not from the Hangar Club. No.
Well, hello, man. Let me show you what I got here. There you go. I've seen. By the way, I've seen some of those, and I'm sure you have too, Oscar. Where they do the where the guys show up at a party.
Oh, yes.
You could probably call you'd probably know the name of this type of PORN that I'm talking about, but it's where the male guys show up at a bachelorette party, but then they actually start having relations with the people that are at the party.
It's shot in such low def, Mike, that I'm a snob when it comes to resolution, that I have seen them. When I click through, I'm like, this is straight SD. Yeah. I can't do 720 crap. I gotta move on.
So 480 progressive, 480, no good for you.
If I'm lucky.
Did I make it clear, Rob, what that is? That's like when
a bachelorette party.
There's one particular guy I remember that's in a bear suit. Where he's in a big teddy bear suit, he's got his ding dong hanging.
The connotation
out there,
he's got a bear head on,
right?
The head,
and then he's like,
he's naked. He's got a G string, and the ladies are all real excited.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think it's called the dancing bear. That's the line.
That's a fine category. I'm sure to check that out.
Let's go to the Yak Shack with an audio concern.
Oh, good.
Let's listen.
Hi, Mike. Calling from Silver Spring, Silver Spring.
Silva?
I have a request. I wondered if you could offer subtitles to the Yak Shack, because I can only understand about 38% of the calls, and I'd like to understand more of them. So anyway, that's it. Love you guys, and keep it up.
All right. Bye-bye. The way the show works, all right, Rob sends me yaks. I go through 50, 60, 70 yaks a week. And then I go through these 70 yaks. I put them on my little soundboard and I play them for you. Then they emanate from Maine. I'm playing them from up here. But it's all digital, so there's no degradation.
Right.
But my curiosity is how it's sounding through DC, which is you guys. So you tell me, you please address this with this audio concern.
I think it sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and I think for our listener, we didn't catch a name, did we?
No.
Okay. So
let's call her Sally.
And Maddie, please feel free to wait, because we've done this for customers in the past, Mike. We've actually put closed captioning on some of these videos that are tailored within our ecosystem here. But if it's on YouTube, we should just be able to press closed captioning and hear what's being played.
It automatically does it?
It should give you that option.
Oh, when I watch my British TV, because they're heavy Northern Manchester, England dialects, I do closed captioning. But I'm curious, you guys hear the yaks okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Because it's emanating from me, and the only way I can gauge it is how you guys tell me it sounds. Now, as we do often say, when you're up on that phone and you're going,
that might be a problem for the software.
Little space, and the Bluetooth, watch that too.
Maddie.
But anyway, did you want to ask Maddie?
Yeah, I want to ask her if that's possible, because she deals with this a lot on the back end.
Yeah, I think it's possible. It would be then for the whole video, not just for the Yak Shack, but
so the entire show would be closed.
Then it's extra content right there.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, how about that? But hey, the next Yak says we fixed it. So listen, shall we?
Yes, I'm calling from Maryland. My name is Ushua. How are you, Mr. Mike and Mr. Oscar?
We fixed it.
Yes, I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland.
My name is Ushua. How are you, Mr. Mike and Mr. Oscar?
Doesn't it sound great?
And
yes.
Mr. Rob.
Doesn't it sound perfect?
And, Maddie.
Fidelity's fantastic.
Yes. Just wanted to say hello. That's all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes. There you go.
It's what we call in the business, Mike, an excellent capture.
Weird.
It's, yeah. Problem solved.
Yes, thank you.
Not. Let's take a call about Walmart, shall we?
Hey, this is Mike from Urbana, Maryland. And I just wanted to complain about Walmart and their tech receipt policy after you're leaving the store.
Right.
Ooh.
I mean, I've got to show you a receipt for my own items. I have to prove the stuff that I paid for is mine? What? Come on.
No.
Did TMOS do something about this?
Well, let me tell you what TMOS has done about it, caller. We have told you, and my wife has proven this in practice. By the way, of course, right after Carla did this, I am now chomping. I'm at Walmart now. Up here, I'm at Walmart now where there are 3 and 4 people waiting in a line, and we just go around. And yeah. I'm waiting. I'm so waiting, especially when there's a line of like 4 people. Like, excuse me, sir, can I see that? I said, no, you may not. And that's exactly what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it politely. You are under no legal obligation to have them. We said that, sir, if you listen to the show, you're under no legal obligation. And I'm waiting to see what happens. I am waiting. Now, with Carla, because she lives much more of a charmed life than I do.
Yes.
Why do I think I'm going to be... No, you may not. Well, then, we've got a gentleman here that's going to put you in handcuffs. I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't think you have to. If you're at Costco,
you
sign a contract.
You don't have to.
Not at Walmart.
No.
So let's take a call from Havana, shall we?
All right. This is Hyman Roth. We're in Havana wishing you, Michael and I, a happy birthday. So enjoy your cake. Little slice. Little slice. Make sure everybody sees it before we cut it. And I just want to say happy birthday, all the best. And Mike, you're bigger than U.S. Steel.
So great.
Hyman Roth calling
So great.
All right, Godfather fans,
enjoy your cake.
Enjoy your cake. U.S.
Steel. Calls, by the way, this week's Yak Shack calls from all over the place. Let's take a call from the U.K.
Hi, I'm calling from Halifax, England. And I don't know why, and this is a spoiler if you're watching Gentleman Jack, late in the season, Ann Lister goes on a rant about why she doesn't like the other woman, Miss Waters.
Ann Waters.
Yes. And everything she says in that rant is true. Ann. I can't think of one redeeming quality in Miss Waters except she's pretty. Basically, she's dumb. She sits around. Her opinions come from the last person she talked to. Why would somebody like Ann Lister like her? Mike, help me out.
I can't because you're right, because you have a hell of a point. And that character, I will tell you, wears thin on fans of Gentleman Jack, because we're like, why is this this dynamic woman pursuing? But she's pursuing her, I think, because of the physicality of it. Sure. I think that she is very attractive, and that's what Ann Lister seems to be digging. But that is a very good point. She drives me nuts, too. This is the love interest in the show.
We've all dated shallow women.
Sometimes you marry them, too. But just curious, Mike.
Oh my God!
Were you excited, Mike, to get that call from Winnie the Pooh? Yes. Can you play his voice again?
All right, hold on just a second.
It sounded like Winnie the Pooh.
You've thrown me for a loop here.
Well, hi, I'm calling from Halifax, England.
Oh bother!
Oh bother!
I don't.
Oh bother!
Winnie the Pooh watching. Watching that show.
By the way, the Scott and Bailey show is also a show featuring Saran Jones, who is the star of Gentleman Jack. And I know more about this woman. If we ever get her on the show, I'll be like a little kid. And by the way, the Gentleman Jack, you know, as far as mass appeal, I'm not sure how many people are tracking with that. They did renew it, so it's coming back for a second season. But I feel like I'm in the minority there. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Speaking of celebrities, we're trying to get on the show. Did you tell him?
I haven't yet.
Oh, do you mind?
Please.
So, you know, at Podcast Village, you may be aware that we have national shows rent out some of the studios.
Yes.
So they have their guests here.
Right.
In studio. Yesterday, we work with ESPN, so you've got Dominique Foxworth in one studio working on his
great friend
his
of the Michael Murray
absolutely.
Show.
As Dominique Foxworth is walking out, the guest for the New York-based podcast is here. He arrives. And she or he arrives. Sometimes we get the guest name. Sometimes we don't.
Right.
Guess who walks in that front door?
Tell me.
Jim Acosta from CNN.
M-G. Yes. That's exciting. That is the numero uno Trump antagonist in the White House press corps. He's got a new book.
Yeah.
He's got a new book. We'd love to get him on Political Persuasions or on this show. Love
that
money.
A great
show.
Moment.
Or both.
He came in with a hanger and he said,
a true pro.
I wasn't sure if it was a video or audio medium. And so he had a suit with him. It was so cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, but he was dressed Jim Acosta casual.
Casual, but it wasn't
was
an audio
ready
podcast.
To change.
Ready to change.
That's a big star. That's a very big news star. And that's a Washington, D.C. guy.
And
that's great.
You're going to love this. As it says, Podcast Village on the front when you walk in the Hollywood lights.
Right.
At the end of the show, it was a two-pronged effort. I was going to grab him if Rob wasn't able to grab him because Rob was running the session, Rob Spiewak.
Right.
Uh-huh. And Rob has his Mike O'Mara show cards. And Rob hands over his card because if you need anything at all, let us know. And he says, wow. Mike O'Mara, like, he knows who you are. He said, Mike O'Mara does his show from here.
Yep. It was very cool.
Yes,
that's
it was
awesome.
A moment. So we have everything we need to hopefully stock him down.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm a fan of his as well. He's a ballsy dude.
Yeah. And amazingly funny guy, too. Great interview he did.
Oh, I loved it. Well, then ask him if he wants to come on and slum on this show. Absolutely. Or if he wants to come on with me and Chris and Christ. Christ. That's what I refer to Chris.
Christ Frank.
Jesus Christ. all right. That's a good time to break. You threw me for a loop there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was neat.
That's fantastic. We'll take a call from Thailand when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. In these divisive times, it's hard to find common ground. It's
Here's
difficult
Christ.
To concur,
Christ.
Which is why there is such value to calm, collected political discourse. This is why we need Political Persuasions. Mike O'Mara.
You don't f***ing understand that we're in a world of shit right now.
Chris Freitz.
Again, I'm not going to let it happen. Line of Fonzie
cool, considerate man.
You want to yell? I'll f***ing yell, asshole. Yell. Because let the f***ing yell.
And never clouding their judgment with the fog of emotion.
You know why you can't?
Because there's
did.
Nobody.
Why
there's
don't you f***ing let me talk?
O'Mara.
My
pretend that you're objective, but you're not really objective.
Freitz. I let you run on and blah, blah, blah. And I don't interrupt your red face rants. And then I try to say three words. And
talking the issues of today.
Are you going to let me finish a sentence today?
Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Political Persuasions, quietly changing the world. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brewmate. Don't you just love warm alcohol?
Yeah.
Not. No one does. That's why you need Brewmate. Great time of year for this product. The fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. It's fantastic. Brewmate drinkware is the best. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
True story. My daughter Julia went to the Firefly Music Festival in Delaware a couple weeks ago. Oh. She had to camp for this, and on Thursday morning, she put ice water into her Brewmate growler. On Saturday, there was still ice in it.
Oh, cool.
Two full days.
Cool.
Just one problem with that story, Dad. It was grain alcohol.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or your grain alcohol or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. I got the Hopsolator Trio.
I
love it. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter. Or you can convert. By the way, with the weather we're having with 4th of July, is this not perfect for this? You can convert this to a 16-ounce pint glass with splash-proof lid, guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. It makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass-free. Plus, Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming latte and end it with a cold brew in the same perfect vessel. Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit Brewmate.com and enter the code Mike. That's M-I-K-E at checkout to get 15% off your first order. How come it wasn't TMOS?
It was unavailable for their website. We had to use with Mike.
Goodness. TMOS. So it's Mike. It's not TMO. Right. It's Mike. Remember that. 15% off. That's Brewmate, BRUMATE.com. And enter the code Mike at checkout. Let's dive right in. We got to get through these yaks. Got to fly through them
yak-a-tack.
Right now.
Yak attack.
Let's go to a call from Thailand on the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's Mike again from Phuket, Thailand. You might remember me from Mike and Penny from Gaithersburg on the Lakefront Bargain Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Show. Yeah, they were so sweet.
Now we're in Thailand and we are in Phuket. Not pronounced like it's spelled, but Phuket.
I know how it's
spelled.
Just
want to let you know. Thinking of you guys. Hope you have a great couple of days without us there, and we'll listen to you when we get home. Bye.
I love the call.
I do too, because you know I was worried with them away.
Yeah, I was like,
we would have a good time.
What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do? They're all the way. They're all halfway around the. They're all the way around the world.
I don't know what I'm gonna do without my Penny.
Please come back.
Lucky Penny.
Oh,
Lucky Penny. Hey, next call says, call anytime. God knows what this is. Says, call anytime.
Greetings and salutations. Chris Pontani reporting from White Trash, Claymont, Delaware. You said that you know it's not required for people to call in drunk or call in sober. What about people calling in drinking? I have a beautiful can of Guinness Drought. 14.9 fluid ounces.
Drought?
Out.
The draft.
Make a nice little sound like that. Why don't we have a little taste?
Draft.
God damn, that's a good beer. Right. Tulu ass.
I think it
draft.
Does say drought on
it's
the.
Spelled,
no,
drought.
It's spelled drought, but it's pronounced draft.
Yes, and Mike, if you can only drink Guinness Drought if it's not raining.
Wait. Isn't
D R A U G H T is draft?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah. Draft.
Yeah.
Draft everybody.
But within, why not spell D-R-A-F-T?
Because they're British and they're making it tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's also referred to as D-R-A-F-T.
Yes.
It's either D-R-A-F-T or D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
I did
why
not
do I think
know
we're
going
to get a call with somebody saying, no, technically.
I don't know.
The Brits say.
I remember back in the day, though, Mike, it was a real shame when you burned your drought card.
These guys are dicks.
Boy, it's a little droughty in here. Reason. Let's get this lady needs to talk on the Yak.
Hi, okay. Mike O'Mara. I am Megan calling from the middle of nowhere, Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Wow. And I made like 2 dozen cupcakes tonight and drank a few glasses of wine.
That's good too.
And technically, it is Friday, the 28th, which is my son's 7th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And my dad's 62nd birthday, I'm almost certain.
Okay.
I just wanted to call you and tell you that not all small brain dogs are the dumbest dogs.
Okay.
Because I am standing in my driveway right now watching my giant 90-pound golden retriever.
Beautiful dog.
Pee in the neighbor's yard.
Oh, dear. Right.
Because she dug her way out of our yard for the third time today.
Oh, she dug out. Ooh.
Last summer, she dug her way out and broke her tail.
Thanks for sharing. She broke her tail.
And there were x-rays and vet bills.
Oh, boy, expensive.
And she sat on the couch and whimpered for about a month.
Oh, dear, that's not pleasant.
And I think she just got something out of the neighbor's trash. Her name is Edith.
Edith.
She is the biggest pain in the ass dog I've ever had.
Hey, Edith.
She got knocked up by the neighbor's dog and had 10 puppies.
Oh, dear. Aww. She's not. You didn't spare her.
And our daughter talked to us into keeping one. And his name is Biscuit.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
And he weighs about 95 pounds.
Okay, anything else?
And he's a lab.
Yeah, all right. Thank
something,
you.
Something.
Yeah,
golden retriever mix.
Uh-huh.
And he has chewed every post on our deck in half.
Oh, that's not good.
That our house looks horrible.
Okay, sorry about that.
And so,
middle of nowhere, Iowa. I mean,
little dogs
Kansas.
Like Frankie are not the dumb ones.
Okay.
Not the only dumb ones.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
There's Edith.
Edith.
And there's Biscuit.
Biscuit.
That in is Kansas. Hi, Rob.
Bye. Oh, hi.
Hi, Rob. One of your folks.
That's
my mobber.
Yeah.
Edith mobber. And Biscuit.
Biscuit.
Edith and Biscuit.
Eating the deck. The dog ate the deck.
Thanks so much for chewed through the posts. We got to get through these, ladies and gentlemen. And oh my God, what has happened to the time?
Hey, Mike. It's Tim from Iowa. You were talking about this week about your phone listening to you all the time. My phone's totally doing that. Freaking Android and their Google stuff.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, Team OS Yak Shack.
Yes, sir.
This is Brian Thomas. Just crossing over in the Eastern Shore, Maryland, and bonus show subscriber. But I just wanted to say that maybe, just maybe, I might go to the Whitehall Inn for some fabulous fruit bitters.
Thank you very much. Let's just blast them through them right now.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, Tony Boy. Anyway, this is Steve calling from near Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, my brother Dave is doing a bike ride across the state this week. 5 days, 500 miles to raise $5,000 for Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, a worthy cause. He turns 50 today. I'd love it if you could talk up a record like Still the One, maybe, for Dave. His name is David, and he's turning 50. Thanks, guys, for all you do. Thanks for the funny. And I'll hang up and listen. Washington's best music
on FWAVA. Hey, Dave. Hope you have a fantastic ride across the state. Have a great time raising money for a great cause. Anybody who raises money for kids, he's a good guy for me. Hey, how about that lady with that incredible story from Iowa? Wasn't that big time fun? Yeah. Hey, Biscuit, don't chew the dick. Thank you very much.
Biscuit ate the deck.
Biscuit ate the deck, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, another lady.
It's Heidi from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Heidi.
I'm calling because I want to thank you so much for pushing me to Scott and Bailey. Wow, what a show. Ooh. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
And, yeah, I'm not a feminist, but I love that the female is a strong character. I just love it.
Strong in the bedroom as well.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm also calling for advice. I'm about to be a stepmom to an 18-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl.
That's tough.
And,
be easy.
They're great kids, but I know y'all aren't step-parents, but your parents, and I'm looking for advice on just how to be good. All right. Thanks so much. Love the show.
18-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl, let them drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's no, I'm kidding.
I have some advice.
I'm just
if you don't
making
mind.
A little joke.
I have
God
some advice.
Sake. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, how it's about at 18 from a male perspective, mm-hmm. Having a hot stepmom would be cool. So, you know, dress provocatively if you can.
Yeah, and
he's going
and,
worse
and
than I am.
Really
I was saying have them drink. He's having them. He's turning it into a Pornhub.
Yeah,
video.
And make sure
that's what he's doing.
Make sure you don't have to make him use it, but make sure he has available a bear head.
And there's a whole category of that.
Yeah, there
hey guys,
is.
It's Greg calling from the San Francisco Bay Area with a celebrity encounter. This happened years ago, and I've wanted to tell you about it forever.
Okay.
I work as a stagehand, and I work in theater, so I have lots of weird celebrity encounters. This particular time was painting the stage in a theater that was reopening after being closed for years.
That's
so
cool.
I'm all alone, got my paint roller, got my bucket, painting away, got my Michael Mara show playing in my headphones. And I remember that particular show you were doing, Garrison Keillor. I'm painting away, listening to my podcast.
Oh, there we go.
Back door opens. The woman who runs the theater walks in with Garrison effing Keillor.
Wow.
There was no reason this man should have been in the theater. He wasn't doing a show in town. They must have been friends, and she was showing him the space. And I know I should have said something, but I froze. And I watched them walk by, and it was just us three in the theater. And he's also in my head, in my headphones. And it was one of the most surreal things I've ever experienced in my life. I just wanted to thank you for that memory. Maybe I'll call back and tell you how I hugged Gene Stapleton. Or about the time Mike got yelled at by Brian Dennehy.
Yes!
All great anyway, stories.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's get through these.
Hey, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, Maddie, and the gang. You guys just signed off of your live broadcast today.
Thank you.
Tuesday the 25th.
Thanks. Okay, don't need the dates,
please,
folks.
Please make the little kid yelling at the graduation available as a sound drop. I need that for my incoming text messages. Please, please, please.
The wow. Kid that tells his teacher to shut the F
John
up.
From Austin. Love you. Talk
if
you
only there was a way that people had their computers connected all over the world where he could find it himself. Sadly, we don't live in that age.
BMOS. This is Rich calling from Herndon. I listened to this week's bonus show. And I just have to say, Alan Sherman sucks. He is no Ray Stevens. And Wegmans sucks, too.
Yeah. Who sucks, too?
Wegmans.
Yeah.
Oh, Wegmans sucks, too. All right, so he's kind of with you on Wegmans. He's not with you on Alan Sherman.
Yeah, you know what? This guy has good points about him, so that's okay.
I think after that retrospective on Alan Sherman, I have to agree with him. I don't think Alan Sherman's that funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I just thought, in fact, he's not funny.
At all?
If I remember it, yeah, I don't think he's funny. Hello, Mutta. Hello, Fada. Yeah, silly, funny, but funny one time, and then, I don't know, whatever. Let's not talk about
all right.
it. Let's
but Wegmans does suck,
yeah,
we can agree.
I'm calling to say that the previous caller before me is a moron and doesn't know his ass from the hole in the ground, and I'm going to go ahead and predict that the caller after me is a complete knob as well.
let's see what happens. Oh. Okay.
Hi, Mike. It's Lori from Rochester.
Yep. All right, let's go. I'm not going to do that to her.
Hi, Mike. It's Lori from Rochester.
Hi, Lori.
I heard you talking about British mysteries, and I have watched a whole bunch of them, and the only one that I can think of right offhand is a show called Luther.
All right.
I think there's maybe four seasons now, although this last season was only four shows. It was great.
We've got to move on.
My favorite mystery is whether or not she was ever going to finish a sentence.
Okay, let's go. This is a call for Oscar.
Hey, Mike, this is Britton Hicks from Missouri, and we just got back from a trip to Texas.
Ooh.
And I rode with a guy that literally talked the whole way to Texas, the whole 10-hour drive.
Oh, my God. It's just like riding with Buzz. Let's
hey,
take
Mike,
it on
the Oscar, Rob, Phil, checking in from Washington, D.C. Wanted to see if you have caught Women's World Cup fever.
Oscar, have you caught that? It's a pretty big day with going to the finals yesterday.
I mentioned, and I feel like the Latino in me is dying. Because World Cup anything, for the past... the majority of my lifetime, as you saw me with the jersey in here, I had the actual official kit.
Yes.
I haven't seen one game.
Now, I might watch the final. I will watch the final
because it's on a Sunday, and I know my dad's back in town, so that's something we can do where we don't have to talk to each other. But I'll say this.
Catch up.
But for me, I feel, especially after watching a little coverage this morning, that I have missed out on so many great games. So many close games.
Right.
And just yesterday, someone said, hey, do you mind if we throw on the game at Podcast Village on one of the TVs? And because it's in the middle of the afternoon. Sure. I said, no, we got work to do. It's not because I don't support America. It's because I totally forgot we had the game in the middle of the day.
Right.
Now they put it on anyways. Because
I understand, Bruce. The next call is I Can Relate.
So this is Kim from Vacaville, California. I'm opening my front door, and this is what I come to every day. Oh, shut up.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, a P1 listener extraordinaire and a very, very popular lady in her circle, which is our circle, Merle Rogers,
and the
Merle tip of the week.
Hey, guys. Merle Rogers, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I know how much you guys love Math for Shut-Ins, the TV channel that's on just about everywhere. I just want you to know that Saul Levinson Funeral Home in Pikesville offers funeral for shut-ins. They have webcasts of just about all the funerals that take place in their main hall thing. So, new thing, funerals for shut-ins.
Funerals for shut-ins.
Talk to you later. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? They got to enjoy them, too.
It's
Absolutely.
A live stream of the funeral?
Yeah, it's a very static shot.
Very exciting. All right, two last calls on the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
First one, why we're here.
Yeah, I've got a 1973 Volkswagen Beetle with a seized engine, but a good title. I'm looking to swap it for a riding lawnmower with or without the mower deck and a gently used bamboo pillow.
There we go.
301-289-8871.
Wow. You put the number out there. Maybe you'll get a call. And our last call of the week on the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. Let's listen.
Hello. Hola, papi. This is your mom. This is Yori Zavallos. Oh, I'm sorry. Yori Santana. That's my real name. Anyway, mijo, I found those those pantalones you wanted, and pero I did not have enough money to buy them today, you know, so I hid them, baby. And papi, I will pick them up next time I go. We get them for you, and then pero you have to come down and try them on, mijo. Okay. Adios. Love you, chao, chao.
This is a man that comes from a Latin household.
Pero, that's the Yak Shack. Phenomenal. We got to them
all.
I blasted through. Sorry, we cut a couple of them off, but we'll keep them coming every week. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Summertime, the temperatures are rising, but conversely, mortgage rates are falling. That means it's time, a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yeah, low rates, baby. And Cornerstone can save you big bucks. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing or just want to get a little cash in hand to make it a great summer, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part.
Here's the best part, man. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial or TMOS listeners, Matty.
Just like you.
Like you.
If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do, okay? And they'll take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels, so this won't last. Act now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we want to say happy 4th of July to all of our friends down at Cornerstone First Financial.
News.
All right, let me see. We're up on a break here anyway, so Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt talking about movies. Nope, that hits the cutting room floor. Let's see. Miley Cyrus talking about wearing a leather thing with teeth on the crotch. All right, well, I sort of just told you what that story is all about. Let's tell the story we didn't get to, Oscar, because it's a big, big news in sports. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. It seems extra appropriate. The U.S. women's national team beat England 2-1 yesterday, is advancing to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup final on Sunday. They will play the winner of today's Netherlands-Sweden match. Sure hope it's the Swedes.
Me too.
What? Yes.
Do you want to hear the final moments of the game? It was pretty exciting.
Sure. Yeah, lay it on us. Let's
listen.
On to the final, and we'll see what happens between either the Netherlands and Sweden and the United States. Very exciting.
I'm playing catch-up, but I would say that I am excited for this Sunday's match. Now,
yeah, it'll be fun to watch.
I wish I would have, I guess, I feel like I'm bandwagoning at this point.
No, you're not, though, because you have a history.
I know I'm bandwagoning, but I'm okay with watching a final in a sport that I don't follow, and I think a final for the, you know, the championship of the world is extremely exciting.
Big deal.
Yes. It's Sunday. You know what? I'm all about the event, man.
Yeah.
I mean, a Stanley Cup final, Super Bowl. You know, let's watch. It's going to be great. I think it'll be good for soccer. They won despite being without star Megan Rapinoe, who sat out with a minor hamstring issue. She expects to be fine for Sunday's match. And I think she's kind of controversial, and she's also the megastar. So we'll see if she plays in the game. Gallup does a poll around the 4th of July each year where they ask people if they're proud to be an American. So, isn't that nice?
That is very nice.
Yes, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Here are four hidden hazards to think about this weekend. Now, this is worthwhile,
okay,
in my humble opinion. Dehydration. It's going to be hot. Be very aware hot. Of that. Early signs, dizziness, fatigue, and nausea. So drink more water. Number two, ingredient-induced burns. Also called phytophotodermatitis. Lime juice on your hands reacts with sunlight and can cause bad blisters that won't show up for a day or two. No gin and tonics.
No gin and tonics in our house this weekend.
Hide all the gimlets.
It can also happen with mangoes, carrots, and parsley.
I hate mangoes.
So I guess if you're in direct sunlight and you're out there, why do you hate mangoes?
I think mangoes are being foisted upon us. I think there's too much shelf space devoted to mango. Somehow Big Mango is playing us. It's not that great. Tell you what, let's focus on peaches a little bit.
Number three is food poisoning. Stuff that's refrigerated shouldn't be left out for more than 2 hours. So if you're having an outdoor picnic, this is outdoor picnic stuff.
It depends on your heritage. If you got a Latin,
how long can you leave it out if you're Latin?
My mom, she thaws steaks on the hood of grills. So, of course, right? Either the grill or the hood. She decides depending on where she can lean it up against.
It will certainly speed up the process.
Okay. Happy botulism, everybody. And number four, heat stroke. If you feel nauseous, have a headache, or get cramps, it's time to find some AC, drink water, and maybe take a cold shower. Cold shower. At our parties, it's always necessary to take a cold
shower. Might get some cramps after you eat some of that hot potato salad.
Absolutely. And now a little... Hey, we're caught up. And now a little something. Hooray. There is a 24-year-old woman named Serena Wolf from Buffalo, New York. Last week, she and her boyfriend, Michael Crane. Sounds like a movie actor.
Does.
Hello, this is Michael Crane.
Michael Crane.
It's Michael Crane. No, they were on vacation in Clearwater, Florida.
Of course.
Of course they were. They got into a big argument while they were having dinner at a restaurant. Michael left, so Serena decided to get revenge by giving the waitress a $5,000 tip using Michael's credit card. Sweet wow. Lady. The meal cost $55.37. So that's a 9,000% tip.
That's not even on my tipping chart.
Michael confronted Serena when he saw the charge, but she denied it. So he called the cops to report credit card fraud. After they got involved, Serena admitted what she did, and she was arrested for felony grand
theft. Big problem.
Oh, boy.
What happens to the waiter?
Yeah.
As for the money, I'm glad you asked. Well, it's not clear who's going to cover it. The restaurant says they already gave the waitress the $5,000 in cash.
Oh, there you go.
The name of the restaurant? Liars.
Liars Pub.
Imagine that. They call the manager. You know, they're all sitting there, you know, when they're breaking their tips up. Everybody gets a grand at the restaurant. We already gave it to her. There's nothing really we can do anymore. It's gone.
Liars.
There you go. You know, hey, if they're not legally obligated, you know, just pick another girlfriend. We'll take a break. Come back with the last audio vault before the 4th of July right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
And you are dust, and into dust you shall return.
And it was a beautiful thing to consider that his brother Dave, who passed from cancer when I was a little boy, probably 35 years ago, was also put into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah,
and so see, together they commingle for the rest of their life, for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, and that's probably where I'm going to be. Yeah, Frenchman's Bay,
you're like a Pacific
out here.
Guy.
Frenchman's Bay out here.
I'm thinking the Potomac.
You had some good times.
Or
I think the Occoquan for me. You know,
I'm thinking, Mike, there's a lovely bottle of body
Bull Run.
No, for me, it's going
Lake
to
Anna.
Be.
Lake Anna.
Lake Anna.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes. And once again, I have to say this for anybody that's there. If somebody's grandma's in Lake Anna, I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine.
It worked for me.
It's a beautiful place to spend eternity.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. We all want our home. You know there are people in there, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There would have to be.
Sure. And they're not all cremated.
We all.
Just, oh, my God.
We all want our home to be about us. Please listen to the bonus show if you haven't got it. It's a good one this week. We all want our home to be about us. It should be a place that feels unique to you. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that brings you joy. Get Lake Anna out of your head right now. Stop it. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, anything you can imagine, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials, and every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund, and you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today. at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. Let's open up the abbreviated audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Let's keep it brief.
Hey, this is Luke Bryan wishing you a very happy 4th of July.
July. Okay. Did you know at age 94, Lee Iacocca was still alive until yesterday?
How about that? I didn't know that until I woke up this morning that he's dead.
He passed.
Yes, the chairman of the Chrysler Corporation. Yes. Very famous in the 70s and 80s.
Also featured in Mad Men.
Yes. Yeah. Before that, Mike, he was with Ford, and he was really responsible for the introduction of the Mustang. It was his baby, the Mustang, the Ford Mustang. And also, while that's a really cool thing, he also spearheaded the minivan when he was at Chrysler.
Well, how about as a tribute to Lee Iacocca, why doesn't Dodge improve the build quality on the interior of the Dodge Challenger?
Mm. I would love that.
They might want to try that, okay?
Yeah.
If you're charging that kind of money for a Scat Pack, you know, maybe you don't have the Tinker Toy interior. All right, thank you very much.
Do you feel the same way about the dials, how they should, in premium cars, like luxury vehicles, they should have some sort of, when I feel plastic on one of the interior,
I think
when you're charging a gazillion dollars for a car, and you got and I'm not talking about the run-of-the-mill Dodge Challenger.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one that has the Scat Pack,
the
450 horsepower one,
yes.
The one that's big. If you're charging that kind of money for a car, improve the interior, okay? And by the way, you roll down the window automatically, you roll up the window automatically, all right? There are cheaper, much cheaper cars that do all that stuff.
All right.
Get your act together, do it for the memory of Lee.
If Lee was here, that would happen, and he was also the first celebrity CEO, like face of a company. Who remembers this commercial from 1981?
Our Chrysler LeBaron series. Nobody has anything like them. Not Ford, not GM, not the imports. I challenge you to compare their quality and technology to anything that comes out of Germany or Japan. There's this sporty coupe that's priced so that you won't go into sticker shock. And a four-door sedan that offers impressive gas mileage and six-passenger room.
Remember his motto was, if you find a better car, buy it.
Buy it. Yeah. It was a good campaign. Great. Brought the Chrysler Corporation.
Saved it.
Out of the abyss. Absolutely.
This is a, what do they call the cams they put on cops?
Body cam.
This is body cam footage.
Yep.
It takes place in Nevada. This sounds like a Florida story, but this is Nevada. He pulls over a hearse. It's in the carpool lane.
Hi, Trooper Smack in Nevada Highway Patrol. You got your registration and insurance as well? Oh, you got deceased in the back? So you're at a funeral home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell you what, I'll go ahead and give you a warning today, but I'm going to warn you, we're working the HOV lanes pretty heavy today, okay?
He won't count.
He's not with us anymore, but yeah, for that, I'll give you a warning on that, all right?
Good call on the cops.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It didn't count.
Technically, probably the right thing to do.
Yeah. And the hearse was on its way, Mike, to Lake Anna. Beautiful Lake Anna. Let's see where we're going. Let's do this. This is from that show Last Week Tonight. They did a montage of Inside Edition teases, coming up. These are all genuine, and they get more ridiculous as it goes.
The 20-pound live lobster, patted down by the TSA. It's his lobster. So why is he so upset?
And when you stuck your fingers in that alligator's nose, what did the alligator do?
Plus, the phone sucked right out of an airplane.
This ain't my phone.
Then
there's a tiger in the front yard.
It's Susie the Tiger. And back to school nose jobs for twins. Plus, the bear that invited himself to the family barbecue. And fear of nuclear war got you down by a doomsday bunker. Then
why escalators can be so terrifying for elderly people.
And food buffet secrets. Then
cough syrup murder investigation.
And real life mold people mystery. Plus, killer umbrellas.
I gotta go, Mike, and get my back to school nose job. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great holiday, everybody.
Yes, and make sure you get your twin brother one too when you go there.
Yeah, for twins.
Fantastic. Hey, everybody, stay safe and have a fabulous 4th of July holiday. We will be back on Monday with a brand new episode. And don't forget, we're still selling those tickets.
Yes.
Very, very limited amount of tickets available for Saturday night, November 16th in Las Vegas. Want to see you there. If you haven't made plans yet,
you can still do it. Get to see us and be part of the fun out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget the Yaks were fantastic today. I'll manage my time better next week, I surely promise. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. And Rob Spiewak, always standing by for your correspondence.
Do it!
Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. We've got, let me see, Maddie Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak. Have a happy holiday, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, this is Luke Bryan wishing you a very happy 4th of July.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
Gentlemen, please, get your act together.